Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Enough reindeer games. Back to the sky, boys. We need to shave 3 minutes off our flight time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
This is Just Plane Radio. Gregor, co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis, RV Tom, and his buddy Warren is with us as well. But we're going to deviate just a tad here because we got an event actually happening next weekend down at Ocean Reef Club. And Dennis was connected enough to get the air show announcer from this event on Just Plane Radio today. His name's Herc. Herc, welcome to the show. How you doing? And happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and all that kind of good stuff.
Absolutely. All the holidays back at you, my friend. Thanks for having me aboard.
Absolutely. So this event happening at Ocean Reef Club down there in Isla Mirada, Key Largo. It is Key Largo. Right.
Yep.
It's kind of an exclusive area down there. You got to kind of know somebody or, you know, I don't know. Dennis has a tendency to suck up to Mark Baker. I don't know. Mark takes his calls every once in a while. It's kind of a shocking situation.
But Mark's not associated with Ocean Reef. He's at Summerlin Key.
That's correct. I actually just flew down to Summerlin. What was it for the boat races just a few weeks ago down there in Key West? But yeah, we're considerably north. It's your first stop out of Miami, the Biscayne Bay area, right on down, and then just a little further past the Homestead Air Reserve Base.
Okay.
You guys are right off of Card Sound, right?
Yep.
Card Sound Road. Okay. Well, it's a cool place. I've heard a lot about it, but you do kind of have to know somebody or, you know, name drop like Mark Baker, and he knows everybody. And yeah, you know, and so, but this event is, it's not necessarily open to the public, but it kind of is, Herc, or what? What is it?
To an extent, for those that are listening, if you've got a static display aircraft that you might want to bring down, reach out, because I can give my phone number or my email address or whatever is the best avenue we believe to get a hold of me. But if you've got a static display airplane and you want to bring it in, we actually open to the public on Saturday. Mm-hmm. It is a membership area. It is a club.
Right.
And that being said, a very exclusive club to be at Ocean Reef. But it's fun because this event, known as Vintage Weekend, has been going on for well over 25 years. It's evolved all the way from, hey, let's have a few nice yachts and cars, to a full-blown air show with static displays, as well as those exotic vehicles that come in. We're talking about Duesenbergs and, you know, very rare Ferraris. Even Cobras come in, and we all know that Cobras are worth well over $1 million. So there's some really exotic stuff that comes in, and everybody gets to hang around and look at everything.
Well, and you get to talk about it. You're the air show announcer, and what does that entail exactly? What are you doing at the event?
Well, there's actually two air shows that we do at the event itself. The first event is an evening cocktail mixer, and we do that Friday evening. The world-famous Titan aerobatic team will fly. We have several pyro-generated acts, so Redline Air Shows is one of those, as well as a new addition this year, a MiG-17. It's really fun to see that afterburner running across the horizon at twilight.
I bet. But and you get to describe it to everybody that's there at the event over the speakers, and so that's
absolutely,
that has to be a fun gig. Is that a great gig or what?
It's a great gig. Would you believe me? It was, if I told you it was my first air show that I ever picked up. I have a business now, AnnouncerSolution.com, and I do roughly 10 to 15 air shows a year, aside from my real job. This is not my real job. This is my side gig.
Well,
but I do this, and then we do the air show also. I was going to mention on Saturday. That's the day when we can take the more of the public through the gate, as well as more of the public aircraft to be static displays, where we actually do an air show right around noon 30. And this year we have 7 great acts.
Excellent. Well, I would imagine if you're anywhere near Key Largo, you're going to see a lot of activity, no matter whether you're at Ocean Reef Club or not, wouldn't you? It's going to be high enough up in the air where just cruising down US-1, would you see some activity going on next weekend or what?
You should. And then we're going to have a visit from our buddies over at the Homestead Air Reserve Base. The F-16C Vipers will make their way out. So we always have a good time. We never know quite when they're going to show up. And they come over the top of the reef, which is usually a no-no because, like I said before, it's an exclusive membership area. The
right.
Vipers normally avoid it. So we have them come in and do some passes, we'll call it.
Okay. Well, I have friends that run some of the dive operations down there in Key Largo. I'm going to have to alert them that it's not an invasion. <It's just> like, they're not aware of the big event. But
and it might be a good time for them to choose other dive trips, like maybe more towards the Spiegel Grove, which is closer to Ocean Reef, instead of some of the stuff that's more towards Tavernier. They give their customers a air show during their surface interval.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be
awesome. Yeah, come further
north.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
I would imagine, so are there like booths and things set up, or just static displays of aircraft, and people are just mixing, mingling, and watching the air show, or what?
There's a lot of mix and mingle because of the vintage yachts that show up, because of the vintage cars that show up. There's a full schedule at oceanreef.com that you can check out. But there's no real booths per se. There are shops on the reef. I know there's some ladies listening somewhere that would love to go do some shopping. And there's some very exclusive shops on the reef, anything from Lilly Pulitzer to Coach and things of those nature.
Right.
But it's a really unique place in the world. I almost call it an enigma to a certain extent. There's just not many other spots in the world that you can gather all these great conveyances, as we like to call them, and have them in one spot and show them off.
Well, it sounds awesome. I mean, any particular element that you like doing this gig more than anything else, or is it just actually getting on the mic and describing what everybody's seeing up in the sky or what's about to happen or what?
We do a lot of audience interaction when we get the opportunity and do some engagement, and that's a lot of fun. But what, for me, I grew up around air shows like many of the listeners probably did, and it just was a natural transition owning an antique airplane with my father that's now mine, and you know, being around just air shows in general, aviation in general. My full-time job that I hold down as I work for Flight Safety International. So I'm working with pilots and helping train pilots that are flying the heavy corporate jets, anything from Learjets to Globals to Gulfstreams. Those are all right down the bailiwick of what I do.
Are you flying in yourself, or are you going to? So what are you flying exactly?
Well, I'll be flying in a Cherokee 235 that I have. Great airplane. You can fill it to the gills and have no problem at all. It's just a mini Cherokee 6 is what it really is.
Right.
And it's awesome airplane. And then hopefully next year I'll have my Stinson 108 on display that's coming out of restoration. We're coming up on 2 years. We're striping the aircraft right now. And it's an 0540 Stinson, so it's a performer.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to bring it down.
Franklin.
Maybe just win an award.
No Franklin.
I said you don't have the Franklin engine in your Stinson.
Not anymore.
That's good.
We moved away from the Franklin. The Franklin never let us down, but at the same time, the Franklin's getting tough to, you know, accommodate parts, anything from exhaust valves to crankshafts, things of that nature. And I'm probably a hot rodder at heart, so we kind of resto-modded the Stinson, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, there's no replacement for displacement, right?
That's correct. 100% true.
Well, there's that. Now, I know Dennis is hoping his Mooney 201 would count as a classic static display.
He actually already got shot down because apparently somebody else beat me to it.
What?
He might be a listener.
Really? Oh, yeah. You actually already had a Mooney and then he took a spot?
He's coming down this year.
Yeah.
And then I'll let Dennis go from there.
Well, we already know whose airplane it is, because as soon as he said, well, I got a 201 out of Naples, I'm like, let me guess, Scott's bringing his. Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So want to call him out now and just say...
Oh, yeah. Well, I already called and left a nasty message on his voicemail. Like,
well,
how
like,
dare you?
You're picking me up on the way down, right? Is that what told him?
That's what I suggested, actually.
All right. Once again, oceanreef.com, the website, right, Herc?
Yep. Yep.
Good
and then
stuff.
If you have a static display airplane that you'd like to bring down, email address Herc, H-E-R-K, Strumpf, S-T-R-U-M-P-F @gmail.com. Just send me an email with what you have, and we'd love to have you on display.
And it happens next weekend. Check it out. We got more coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.